Okay, Kum Lena Black Gemara Rukhud Av Yutesam and all of the two dots. Says the Gemara, Meis Loi Meis, Koyin Gadol had a Meis. Tell him what we learned. Umina Migdish Loi Yetu, and Machlek Zabir a Meis, according to that Meis, he's allowed to leave till the porters of Yerushalayim, but he stays a block away. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he shouldn't leave Min HaMigdash. Tell him what we learned. Min HaMigdash Loi Yetze, Loi Yetze Imohen, he shouldn't go to that Meis, learn, don't go with them. Abul Yetze Hu Acharei, but he could go behind them. Because we're worried that he might come in contact with the mace. Ketzad hein, ketzad, how's it work? Hein nichsin v'hu nigla, hein nigla v'hu nichsa. When they go into a street, he hides. When they go out of the street, he reels himself. The yetze at Pesach, and he goes to Yishlaim. Shapik kama Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, right, I'm make this yetze. Omeluch HaMeir says, and again, Rashi learns that we're talking about only a Kohen Gadol and Oinen. Only an Oinen shouldn't leave. If so, he shouldn't. Either the question is, how can he go home? If Minamidla Yetze, what's Chilga Meis or Chilga Home? Yeah, during the day at least. What's Chilga Meis? What are we highlighting a Meis? Or he shouldn't leave if he's home. He shouldn't leave his home also to go to Meis. He says Minamidla Yetze. Then you shouldn't leave anywhere where he is. El Hokkama, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, it doesn't mean it's not a geographical place. Min HaMikdashos Lo Yetze, he has to be careful to make sure he doesn't lose the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, we allow him, we don't want to get too close, but by telling him that you'd be a block away, V'kivan Di Isla Hakeda, that in itself is his behavior, will remind him that he has to be careful. He won't come to touch the corpse or the Oren. Rabbi Yehuda, Agav Meremorere, because he's so bitter, Dilma Mikri V'Osiv Nogi, he'll forget himself, he's so depressed that he... Let's say they won't. They won't have the chutzpah to stop him. They're like the B'nai Brakers who told the Rebbe it's time to stop. You say that to make Krishna. You know, people sometimes are a bit reticent. Tarabon, we learn, or he might throw himself on the mace. Tarabon, we learn, the way it works is that the oval stands in one place and everybody walks by and wishes Nichem Avelim, not like we do today. Zgan, Umashuach, Sha'ova, Bimino. So Zgan, his deputy, if he ever has to take a day off, he's sick leave or something, he always has a deputy who's ready to take over, and the Mashuach, and Yom Kippur, if a Kohen Gadol becomes tummy. So there's a Mashuach that takes over, and the Mashuach, Sha'ova, and that's why Kimchas, who had seven sons, and everybody says, L'chayit, it's the biggest curse. That means all of them died in her lifetime, which Yerukim was so proud. So one of the answers is that each one of them was a Kohen Mashuach. Each one of them ended up being a Mashuach. Why would you have so many Kohen Mashuachs? Because a Kohen Mashuach, according to that, seems to be that only 1 year you're Kohen Mashuach and then you don't do it again. And why not? Because then the Kohen Gadol will be very upset, and as the Mishnah says, he'll be worried that you're always there trying to take his position away. So all of his sons ended up being a Kohen Gadol. Or a Mashuach Sha'avar being on the right side, the Rosh base of the Avelim. So the head of the family, the Avelim, the Chol Amos, by all on the left side. Ukeshu Oimid B'Shura, if he's the one who is the Avel, and he's standing in the Shura, Umisnachem Me'achedim, Zgan, Zgan on the right side, the Rosh base of the Chol Amos, in the Rosh base of a Mashuach Sha'avar, the Osig Abay. If he's the Ovel, the Mashur Muhammad does not stand by him. Why not? My time of Choshadaite. It makes him feel, he's constantly concerned. That's why rabbis don't want assistant rabbis. He's constantly worried that this guy is out to take his position. Sover, Kochadibi, he's happy that I'm this way and therefore maybe I'll have to quit and so on. Omra Papa Papa Shmamino Mahomaslit, we learn from this Mishnah Drai, it's a thrust, class, three dinim. Shmamino Hainu's Gan, Hainu Mun. The Mishnah says Gan a deputy, and here it says Mamuna. So it's the same thing. The Mishnah says Mamuna, here it says Gan. That who's a Mamuna? Mamuna what? Mamuna means it's Gan, his assistant. Shmamino Avelim, I'm the Imuchala, I'm Avelim, the Avelim stand in one place and everybody walks by. Shmamino Avelim, the Smoil, Hamanachmin, Hain Oimdin. The Avelim are always on the left side of Menachmin. Tell him we learn, but he's showing you now what happened here. It used to be, Hoya Avelim, I'm the Avelim, to stand in one place, Vichala, I'm Avelim, everybody's walk by, you know, Nicham Avelim. It all started from a fight. There were two families in Yerushalayim, they were antagonizing each other and they were quarreling with each other. So you say, man, this guy says, Ani Iveras Chila, it's a cover to be from the first ones in the line. I want to be from the first ones passing by the oval. But so you say, Meres, Ani Iveras, I want to be from the first ones. He's Kino and started a big fight. his kinu. Because of that, the Meir Takanish, let's know what Avayim should go by. All because of this machlek is. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Hechzi Rabbi Yosi es Adov L'Yoshnoi B'Tzipoyri. So in Tzipoyri, Rabbi Yosi said, I like it better the other way, and I'll make sure there's no machlekes in. That what the Oval should be standing in one place, and everybody should walk by. She Aveli Moimdim V'Chola Amayim, and everybody passes by. Talking about Abiyesi Tzipoyri, that's the Takanish he made. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Hiskin Abiyesi Tzipoyri, he said, it's Takanish, Shaloi Tei Isha Mahaleches, you don't want a woman walking in the street, and have a little child walking behind her, she should always have her eye on the child. Why? Because of a story that happened. And the story happened was that the goyim stole the child, and then somebody said, we have the child in the house, come over to the house and pick it up. And when she went to the house, they raped her. That women should be talking to each other in the bathroom, because in those days Rashi says the was out in the field in the dark, so therefore they should go in groups of two and talk to each other, so a man will know that there are women there and he shouldn't walk inside. I saw interesting in Magalos Yam from Magalos where he brings a whole bunch of Gemaras. When he wants to say that the printer made mistakes, because it says Beis Hei Kof, sometimes it should have been Beis HaKise, and therefore it's Beis HaKnesses. And he goes through everywhere in Midrash and everything else where they got it all wrong. And they had the wrong vetzer. But here's Beis HaKise. Yeah, because it says Yichud, so the problem is Yichud. It wouldn't be a show.
Yeah. Rashi says, in other words, if there is two women and one man, Rashi says that one protects. The man
two more have because then you're in a field. Remember, not in the city. The chilik we had in Mar Kedushin. If you're Be'ir or Besadah, in the Sadah, no. Amar Rav Nashe Bar Avad She'ilat. Es Rav Yehi Rabba Be'Beis Almed Hutzav Omli said, Ein Shura P'chusa Masar B'ni Adon. Though you make a Shura, you need a minion there. And the Ova by Shav Brachas we had in Mar Kedushin that Achas is included. Ve'ein Aveilim in a minion, but Aveilim are not part of the minion. Be'ein Shaveilim Oimdim Cholam Oivri, Be'ein Shaveilim Oivri Cholam Oivri. But whichever system you use, you still need 10 people apart from the Ova. What does he say to others if he's being Menachem Avol? Toshma, who Omer, he says, Tenachmenu, you should all be consoled.
This is what he replies to them.
Yeah. No, when he is the there's another Avol, he's not the Avol, there's an Avol. And the Kohen Gadol stands there. What does he say to the Avol? So he says the word Tenachmenu. Tisnachamu, you should become Menachem. Hechidami. This is exactly asking your question. Are we talking about the others are menachem him and he's responding? He answers back, "This nachamu that you shows me menachem. What? That's a curse. Nachshekar amelu. What? He's giving all kinds of curses or divinations, telling them, oh, 'Yeah, soon you're going to be novel as well, so you should be consoled already.' What kind of answer is that? The Rebbe says, 'Answer, Amen.' But Ella, ki menachem lachrine when he is menachem novel, someone else is a novel. Amelu tis nachamu. You should be menachem. Shema mina." That's what we're talking about. He's Menachem others. Says in one of Aitim, Melech v'loidon, a king should not be judged, nor can he judge others. Amar Rabbi Yosef loishon uel malki Yisrael. We're talking about Jewish kings. Av malke biz David, but the mal alochi from the house of David, don v'don in Yisrael, we judge them. Now, what is the reason we cannot judge? Eidim, we said before, because same tos melech and melech and all that kind of stuff, and you know, you can't be mevazeh going to the bezin as an aid, or that you are standing the whole time. That's the busy. But a don, but there's no busy here. What's wrong with judging others? And he cannot be judged either. The reason is because of a story that happened. The chesiv, it says, how do we know that Malchus beis David would do judge? The chesiv beis David, that David woke up and he judged. And if he judged others, he has to be able to be judged as well. We learned before that he's koishu v'koishu. You can only judge others if you can be judged yourself. Now, what's the story? We'll see in a minute. If he cannot judge others, how can we? If he cannot be judged, how can he judge others? See, he's kosher, shuv, kosher. No, it's Shlokish, and the Shlokish said, and we had a few times. First, make sure that you cleanse yourself before you cleanse others. Ella Malkus, on my time, so why Malkus is all different? Shemaisa shows a story. The Avdei the Yanimalka, the king of the servant of the Yanimalka, Kotlan Nafsha killed somebody. Boy, I want you guys to judge him, and don't worry, no fear, no favor. And let's judge in Sholchale. They sent him a letter. Avdechol Kotlan Nafsha, your Avdei killed somebody. Therefore, come to court. Shadulay, he said, Lahu, send your Avdei to us. Sholchalei to Ant Nami Lahakh. Then he sent another letter, and you should come with him. Why? The who had the bail of Amra Taida Yove Balashov Yamalashov. Let the Balashov come and stand on his shoulder. Also the Yosef, he came and he sat. Amal Shimashatr Yani Amalak. I'm waiting to stand up. The Yidabach, the Lilith for Nan, I mean, that's not for us, Elif Nemish Amabahoya Elamatime for the Abishish. Now it says, you are the defendant because Rashi says it's your money. Rashi says it's your money. And Tesis asks a question, it says that both the defendant and the plaintiff are sitting, there's no problem. It's only if one is sitting and one is standing. And Tesis says that this is talking about Din Nefashis. And Din Nefashis is different. That's talking about Din Mamlis. Now, where's Din Nefashis here? Rashi said this is a case of dinim amanis. So some say that the pshat Tesis holds that they're accusing Yanai of sending him, commissioning the Eved to do this murder for him. And yesh lichat varveda, because Eved has no choice, he cannot say no. Or since the Eved is being killed, or because a person was killed in the poil, it's called like dinim lefashas, even though it's a money thing. That's what Tesis answers. Or Tesis gives another chiddush that accepting edus is like a gemar din, and we know when it comes to the sentence, everyone has to stand. And Kabbal's Eidus is also like, and he says, it says, every time you have a Din Torah, when you hear the testimony of an Eid, the Eid must stand. This Din of sitting and stand, the plaintiff, and that's a, but not during Kabbal's Eidus. Anyway, Tesis has another question. We know the Gemara Shavuos will learn that Talmud Chacham is allowed to sit because Kavod HaTorah, so of course the Melech is allowed to sit. So Tesis makes an unbelievable Chiddush. That Kavod HaTorah of a Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kavod HaMelech of a Melech. It's unbelievable. But then he says, "No, so how come Talmud Chacham can be Meichel's covenant and the king can't?" So he says, not because this is great or not. It's because the reason why we fear a king is Shem Tassel Lech Melech. It's not his fear. It's the Eibishter giving him power. We're standing up for the Eibishter. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, he owns the Torah. Covenant Torah is Torah Sadeleihu. And therefore, he has a right to be Meichel's. This story is a very hard story. Unfortunately, I have a difficult time understanding because Shimon Meshatach was Yanai's brother-in-law. How in the world can he judge him? We had more brachas of Mevavde that his sister Shalmei was the wife of Yanai, and Shalmei was really the wife of Ashtublus. When Ashtublus died, Yanai married as a Yavam. How in the world is Shimashatach judge? Exactly. Kill her. So some people want to say, if we look at Rashi carefully, maybe Rashi Tureinechem. I want you guys to judge. So he recused himself. That's right, and he sat there. Maybe that's what Rashi's trying to say. Through Enechem.
Shimon says to him this evening that it's not our covered. It's
so what's the covered?
It's the covered of the Eibushter that you're standing.
And therefore, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's our Shoftim, not the king. He's saying you have to stand for the Shoftim because the Eibushter is here. Elakim needs to ask him. Yeah, but that doesn't help. Talmud Chacham feels a lot of sit. So Yanai said, no. Let's see what your friends have to say. Turned to the right, or Yanai turned to the right, and they all buried their heads. They all buried their heads, all scared of him. You're making believe as if you didn't hear a word we're saying here, you're thinking about other things. The true Baal Machshava should come, and punish him. Gavriel came, he dug them all into the ground, and they all died. That's when he made a rule. Melech ledon ledon noisei lemei lemei noisei. Because the story, because they're vicious. And that's why the people in Farsham have a hard time understanding the Gemara. So why did you say Malchum is always different? You brought it right from Dovah Melech. This story happened many years after. Before this story, everybody was judged. Malki Yisrael, Malki David, all changed then. What do you mean by Rai from Dovah Melech that day? Because he was judged. Therefore, so they want him in Farsham to say this is the basis for the famous Taz. The Taz holds that if something is written in the Torah, the Rabbani cannot come and change it. When they came along and said, don't judge a king anymore, they should have made it for everybody. But because by Malki David says clearly that they were judged, so the Kabbalah, the Tanakh is like it's written in the Torah, the Chacham cannot come in and make any changes whatsoever. So Malki David is stuck. But Malki Yisrael, there's no possibility that Malki Yisrael, because David is before Malki Yisrael. So by Malki Yisrael, they're able to, because it's kind of to stop them from going to court. Says how can you say that a king, Kavla Bracha, if he's Meichel, how can he be Meichel covered? Shenemar says, Soim Tassum Alechem Melech, as Gemara says right here. It's not the king's covered that he should be. He's doing it for the Abish's covered. He's doing it for a mitzvah. It's as if he's doing it for the Abish's covered. The Abish's covered can be Meichel and the Abish's covered. Says Tanya, we learned and they said to him that women that are the king's wives or different daughters are different. The king can marry them. These are the Meirav and Michal. Shaul Tamir Rabbi Yosi, that the maid of a Michal, both daughters of Shaul, how in the world did David and Melech marry both? Hey, and how did he marry both? Even if he lived with one at a time, we know that once you live with a sister, you cannot live with the other sister while the first sister is still alive. Amar Rahan, so he said to them, Michal, Rabbi Yosi said, Michal, Achamisa's maid of Nasa. He married a maid of after Michal died. Rabbi Shimon says, Kiddushi Toy is highly made of. He never married made of. It was a mistake, the whole thing. What do you mean? Shneimar says the following. It says in Pasik, David will have to keep Goyis, and Goyis promised whoever killed Goyis will get a big tana. He said, Tnoyas Ishti, when he went to marry Michal, he said, give me my wife, as Michal Asher Astilid, that I was engaged to be Me'arol Plishtim. You asked me then to bring you 100 foreskins of the Plishtim, which I did. So give me Michal, my wife. What do you mean, my wife? No, but she was the real my wife. The other one, made of you gave me, was never my wife. My Talmud, how do we learn? I'm going to pop a Michal Ishti v'le Meidav Ishti. Michal's my wife. Meidav's never my wife. My Kiddush Toy. So what do you mean it was a mistake with Meidav? The Chesiv, it says, Ho ya yish asher yakena yashin ha-melech hoshin God, whoever will kill your goyis, I'm being very rich. Oza Kotli, when he killed Meidav, Amaloi. He killed goyis. Amaloi, so Shaul said, Mil yis l'gaboy, I owe you a big debt. Right? I owe you a lot of money. And you want to use that and make me the money, keep me to keep, get my wife, my daughter made up as a wife. But I'm a kaddish milva kedushas. But you're not mekudish to made up because I'm a kaddish b'milva. We're living in mekudish levav is not a kedushin because you're not giving anything right now. The money happened a long time ago when you killed Goliath. Also, what did Shaul do? Yohavil la Adril. He gave it to Adril. The Chesivit says, but he be'ez tases made up by Shaul to David when he gave made up what do you call it? Made up by Shaul to David, and he, and she was ready given to Adril hamacholasi. Amala, your boy is dead. Michal Zil, he said, you want Michal really? Zil, I see. No, you thought you're married to Meida, but you're not because I'm a Kadosh Milvim Kadoshes. Okay, I'll give you Michal, but for that, I want you to do something else for me. Get me another Meyarol Plishtim. Give me 100 foreskins of ordinary Plishtim. Exactly. No, but Shaul was 100% right. Apidin. Because I'm a Kadosh Milvim and Kadoshes. In fact, before you try to understand what David was thinking, well, how do you think he was engaged to Meida? Because he promised a lot of money, therefore he's engaged to his daughter. With what?
The one answer
David was thinking Hanoas Mechilas Milva, because that you are. Yeah.
So I was going to say the Milva lights on it. It's not the whole person the purpose to give the Milva. Is that it?
So the David Amelav's Tanya was that Hamakadish with Hanoah Mechilas, the Hanoah that Mechilas Milva that you're getting. That you have benefited. You show Amelach, so for that. Bad soldiers and give them the foreskins. Then David Melech said, he claimed his prize. Ozal Isilei, he brought them. Amalem Shaul Melech said, sorry, Milvo Prutis Lagaboy. Okay, you're being meichel me the big ashiras that I gave you, and you also want to collect the prut that I promised you. Shaul hold, you're not married to Michal. You know why? Because Milvo Uprute Daita Milvo. You're thinking about the Milvo if you're not a Kurdish. And David said, which is the halacha, Milvo Prute Daita Prute. Even though the Milvo is much bigger, greater than the Prute, but still I'm thinking about the Prute, and therefore Michal is my wife. Ishti, or Ibai Seimer Kuli Amal Milva Prut Daita Prut. Everyone thinks the Prut, but Shaul Sava Lechol Emidi. Since a goy is also Bahano, I can't do anything with it. You didn't give me anything. So what's the kedushin? But David Sava Chazul Lekalbi V'Shunri. That you lot have Hano. You lot have Hano from a dead foreskin.
So Shaul sits him down. So Shaul never intended for him to marry.
No. But you can't. No. Because you're not kedush. Rabbi Yosi Haytonas Ishes Micha Madol. But according to Rabbi Yosi, who says that he took a marriage to both, to Meidav and to Michal. So why do you say Ishti? What's my wife, my existing wife? He used to mix up sukkim and make them out of sequence. It says that the king took the two sons of Ritzpa Bas Aya, and he took the chameishes b'nei Michal. He took the five sons of Michal that was born to Adriel Amchalasi. She wasn't married to him. Michal was not married to Adriel. That was made of. Although the Palti Ben Laish Nasa. Palti Ben Laish was when Shaul took away Michal from David and gave him to Palti Ben Laish. Siva says, Shaul Nasa is Michal by Abita, aged of the Palti Ben Laish. Ella. What's the problem? Makish Kedushi made of Adriel, Kedushi Michal Palti. Makish Michal Palti by Veda. The Kedushi of Michal to Palti was an Aveda because she was engaged to David. Av Kedushim made Adriel by Veda. So too, the Kedushim of Adriel to I think was an Aveda because she was also engaged to David.
If Shaul
According to Mefarshim, according to some Mefarshim, they have a very difficult time working out the years. How does she have five children? Children are king for 2.5 years. So I saw a while ago that Radak learns that Shaul was a king for many years, not just 2.5 years. He was a king for 2.5 years before he anointed David. After he anointed David, even though he was still the king, but David technically was the king because he was anointed. And it might have been 10 years that Shaul was a king. We don't know. The Chedra 2.5 has nothing to do with how long he was a king, but how long he was a king on his own. And because of this story, how did she have five children? And how did all this happen? Because, you know, it didn't happen straight away. It took a few months, and then Goliath, and then David, you know, went a few months later to kill Goliath. And then the whole story can't be. Other answer, she had quintuplets or triplets and twins. Make it happen. How can it be? Amal Rabbi Shuv, v'chi Michal Yodel made Yodel, made of gave birth, made of Yodel Michal Gidla, Michal raised her. V'chi Nikra Shma, she gets credit. Alam Dov Shukam, a Gadol Yosef and Beisay. Whoever raises the Yosef in their house, Ma'ala Bekasik Yila Yodel, as if you gave birth to that to them. Now, Tad Bechidu Yom Hocha, v'atikri Lena, Shchina Shem Lema. Shem Lema, this is by Rus. It said that the neighbors gave a name. Yulad Ben Lenomi, Nomi had a son. Nomi had a son, Rus had a son. V'chi Nomi Yodel, Lerus Yodel, Lerus Yodel, v'nomi Gidla, Nomi Reizel, v'chi Nikra Shma. V'yechem Hocha, it says here, the Ishtai HaYehudi, so the Pasuk actually says, Ishtai HaYehudi, this Jewish woman, or she denied Avodah Zarah, Yodel, she gave birth as Yedet Avigdai, Eile b'nei Bisya Bas Pada. These are the children of Bisya Bas Pada. Yehudis or Yehudia is really Bisya Bas Pada when she converted. Asha Lokach, who did she marry? I don't know if I'm going to say Lokach Mored. Mored is a Kolev. Kolev married Miriam and he married also Bisya Bas Pada. I mean, he only hung around royalty. The Lama Nikra Shmoy Mored, she Mored by Tzatz Maraglim, because you rebelled against the Tzatz Maraglim. The Chibisi Yolda. Now these kids here are really Moshe and Aaron, but Bisya Yibur, the Yechevid Yolda. Elo Yecheved Yolda, because these are all the names of Moshe there. Kushi, Kasil, all these different names. These are all Chavir. These are all Yekasil. These are all names and Yored on Moshe Rabbeinu's names. Elo Yecheved Yolda, but a Bistia Gidla, Bistia raised Moshe, and therefore she gets a credit as if she's the mother. Levini Krashma, Rabbi Lozan Hamacha, Ga'alta Bezroya Mecha, that you saved with your strength from your nation, B'nai Yaakov, the children of Yaakov, Yosef Selen, Yosef. Chi Yosef Yolda, Yosef gave birth to them, Vahlo Yaakov Yolda, all the Shvatim. Elo Yaakov Yolda, the Yosef Chilkla, he fed them. Levini Nikrashma, he gets credit. Vahmar Rabbi Shmo, Vahlo Chmei Meinsen, call him a Lamed Ben Chaveda Toydim, Vahlo Gadi Yolda, if you teach the friend, your friend's son, Toydim, as if he gave birth. No, but as if your kid has two fathers, the Gashmati father, the Ruchazi father. But if it wasn't the son of your friend, that was the father of Namaris, and you told him Toydim, then you're the sole father. She never said Eil turns out in the Moshe. See, Eil is moving out in Lemelach. We had an Ashi Alan Yola. The Moshe lived. If you know Shmoy, in the first time have a home achlekes of a Yitzchak mitzvah puravu with that. And how far do we take this Eil Yola? Lachen koyam arashol is Yaakov. It's that Yaakov Asher pod Avram that you redeemed Avram. Chi heichem mitzvah be Yaakov pod Avram. Where did Yaakov redeem Avram? Amar Rabbi Yosef pod mitzvah gidol bani. He redeemed him from the tzar of raising children. Behind the receiver says. In other words, that Yaakov took care of the 12 of the Shvatim. It really was supposed to be Avram. Vayinachim says, Lo ata yovish Yaakov, Lo ata yovish Yaakov Avi. He's not embarrassed from his father. Lo ata pon of Yechavram Avi Avi. He won't return. He won't be pale from his grandfather. See, it says Palti. See, Paltiel. What's his name? Paltiel. Palti Shmoy. But Lomani Paltiel should Paltu Kael Min Aveda. He didn't do any Aveda because he believed that Michal was David Mel's wife, and even though Shaul forced him to marry her, they never lived together. Ma'asa, what did he do? Noat Chedet Bein Ele Bina. He put a sword in the bed between him and his wife, Michal. Omani said, Kola Oisi Bedavaze Yedakim Chedet. If either one crosses the bed, we're going to be cut up. You'll see if it says, Vayelech Ita Isha Shenasli, behave like a man and wife, but they never lived together. You'll see if it says, Holech Vachai. He cried. What did he cry for? He did nothing wrong. The Azul, the Al Mitzah, the Azul Menei, the Mitzah that he couldn't do because he couldn't do Purim. Ad Bochim, till the place of Bochim, Shenasik Bochim, the Tomatam Beer. Both he and Michal never committed any sin, therefore they were great Sadikim. Omer Rabbi Yechon, take for Shal Yosef and Israel Boyaz, that the strength of Yosef holding back from Paesh and Petifera, and then even the Boyaz, when Ruth was a single girl and was hanging in bed, he didn't do anything. Take for Shal Boyaz and Elush Shal Palti Elush. And his strength is nothing compared to the greatness of the Palti Melayish. Long block.